Insight. What's going on? We are back again for another edition of the Canes Insight podcast, presented by Caneswear. I'm your host, managing editor of Canes Insight, Stefan Adams. And of course, we have another great show for you today. For the second time this offseason, your Miami Hurricanes have filled out their coaching staff, replacing the departed Blake Baker with Travis Williams at inside linebacker coach, and getting a little creative and adding a longtime veteran defensive coordinator, Bob Shoup, in a support role off field. He is technically the defensive quality control coach, but do not overlook that hire. He's going to have a massive influence on this defense going forward and is quite the asset for Coach Manny Diaz as he rebuilds this defensive coaching staff and tries to mold this program into a contender to be reckoned with on the college football national stage. We'll be bringing on Canes Insight contributor Brad Tejeda to talk about the implications of those coaching moves, both on the field for development and in recruiting. Coach Williams already hit that ground running, offering a couple new prospects, hitting up Miami's number one target at linebacker in South Florida, Wesley Besante. Coach Williams not missing a beat. And also, technically, it's signing day. Of course, the Canes have their 2021 class already locked up. The focus has been into 2021. For a few weeks now. It's a little weird to see signing day with this little of hype, but I'm sure some Canes fans can live without the drama. So we'll get right into the show after we check in with our friends over at Caneswear, your one-stop shop for Miami Hurricanes apparel and gear. Check out their 20, 40, 60 sale going on in-store and online, where you can save 20, 40, or 60% off on select items. Or you can check out the daily deals tab at caneswear.com, where they have tons of great items ranging from hats, jackets, t-shirts, shorts, pants, jerseys, and much more on sale depending on the day. So go ahead and check out Caneswear. The cold weather season's coming up, but that doesn't mean you have to stop racking your Canes gear. And of course, Caneswear has you covered with long sleeve tees, jackets, beanies, gloves, sweatpants, and much more. All you have to do is check them out off University Drive in the Arrowhead Shopping Center in Davie or on caneswear.com. Orders online over $99 ship for free. Plus, you can get all your local South Florida sports teams gear at Caneswear as well. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain over at Caneswear, your one-stop shop for Miami Hurricanes apparel and gear. How do you, Caneswear?
We are back here on the Canes Insight podcast. Your Miami Hurricanes just hired two new defensive coaches, Travis Williams at linebackers coach and Bob Shoup as an off-the-field analyst type role, defensive quality control. That is a pretty decent haul for Manny Diaz and finally filling out this staff for the Miami Hurricanes heading into that 2021 season. Now it seems like we're finally set. We can really finally evaluate this coaching staff. And we're going to bring on our guy, Brad Tejeda, to talk it all out with us. So what's going on, Brad?
Steph, what's going on, man?
It's been like a month now since you've been on, so I'm sure you got plenty of thoughts for us on all these new coaches and additions to the Miami Hurricanes for this 2021 season, man. So we'll just hop right in and talk about the most recent guys that came aboard just yesterday. Travis Williams at linebacker coach, pretty big hire for the Miami Hurricanes, guy that's coached a ton in the SEC his past 5 years at Auburn, was very highly regarded there. And I have a friend over at Auburn, worked in the Auburn program, said this guy is not only a great coach on the field, but he's a great person off the field as well. Real likable guy, real relatable guy. And that's why he's had a lot of recruiting success in the past. Brad, just thoughts on what Miami's going to be adding with Travis Williams at linebacker coach.
Yeah, man, as far as Travis Williams, every football program pretty much wanted him at one point given time. He has a very good resume behind him as far as developed players that he's had. You look at a guy like KJ Barrett that was just in his Reese's Senior Bowl. He was making some plays left and right. And another thing I really do like about Travis Williams is just the type of attitude and swagger he kind of brings. Well, when you turn on some of the freestyles he has with his former teams, man, it's something that obviously fits that Miami Hurricane culture. It's going to be very exciting to be on Green Tree, whoever is on Green Tree, to hear that first freestyle with Mr. T-Will. But I mean, going back to the T-Rob hire, I think that's one of the big reasons why we got a guy like T-Will.
Yeah, definitely. That relationship between those two guys definitely played a role in Williams coming down to Miami. And that's just good for staff synergy overall. I mean, you know, guys that have worked together in the past and guys that have already have that built-in relationship from going back, that can only add to the cohesion here on the coaching staff at Miami and what they're trying to build here in the future. That Williams hire fills out the on-field coaching staff. You know, you brought up T-Rob, Javaris Robinson. It's a real different feel from the staffs of old that Manny's had on his defense going back to the past few years in his time at Miami. Most of his guys, I mean, more or less have been guys that have been part of his own coaching tree, guys that he's brought up through, you know, the GA ranks, the quality control ranks, guys that know his quote unquote system, guys that aren't going to question his system. Now you bring in all these guys, especially a veteran that has NFL experience now with the Jess Simpson. And you add that to Travaris Robinson, Travis Williams. Those kind of guys kind of give you a different look, challenge you a little bit. And that's something that we've been talking about going into the offseason is Manny going to be able to get some of these guys that can challenge him in what, you know, what he's thinking and what he's looking at, what he's seeing, and maybe shake things up a little bit in his system and make sure he's continuing to grow on that side of the ball. And I was honestly kind of surprised at the results. I did not think he was going to end up hiring a lot of these veteran coaches. You know, like we said, Manny's been used to hiring these kind of young and upcoming guys that don't have a lot of experience. So it was kind of a welcome surprise to see that Manny Diaz went out and got these kind of level of coaches of a Williams, of a T-Rob.
Absolutely, Steph. And I mean, going back to those guys you just mentioned, if you really look at this staff, he kind of learned from the previous year, right? Our offense was very lacking. So what did he do? He went and got three offensive-minded guys, three guys who obviously were offensive coordinators in the past. And they were at somewhat, I mean, you look at a guy like Rhett Lashley, he's an SEC type of guy. You look at a guy like Rob Likens, who has had proven receivers that have gotten drafted and played well in the NFL. And then you look at a guy like Coach Justice, who kind of has bounced around a couple of programs, but he at least has shown that he has developed that offensive line group. And between all three of those guys, you saw just in a year. And not only is it a year, but it was a corona year, right? So they weren't even able to get a full off season, which I think is going to be a main factor this upcoming year as well. But going back to these hires, it looks like Manny kind of just followed his own mistake from the past and learned from it. And he's doing it again by adding more SEC type of guys in T-Rob and T-Will, both from Auburn, and then another Auburn alum in Jess Simpson. So we actually did hire three Auburn alums. And going back to the proven of what these guys have done as far as the resumes, who they have developed. But the key to me and all this stuff is the word that we always have been preaching in this program, and it's accountability, right? I think all three guys bring accountability. You talk about Jess Simpson, what he has done for the Miami program in the past couple of years when he was here. I mean, our defensive tackles in particular, it was just very growth visually on the field and statistically. And we were about four or five deep. And you look at our defensive line now, and it looks like our defensive tackles is the strong suit, a little bit more deeper than the defensive ends. And I think that's going to help with a guy like Jess Simpson bringing him in. So it's just another leg up for this program. Manny Diaz, man, I mean, big offseason again. And you know what big offseason means? It means big lies. Bring on them.
Big lies, a lot of hype. But yeah, again, for me, this the big takeaway is he upgraded the veteran coaches on the staff and got a little bit more mature and brought in guys with more experience and guys that have been in that SEC recruiting wars and have developed that NFL talent. And also was able to keep a lot of the staff cohesion. You mentioned already the relationship between T-Will, T-Rob. Jess Simpson's a guy that's already been at Miami. He knows the ropes here, has a working relationship with Coach Manny Diaz. That kind of brings it. That's really the, you know, the on-field staff of the defense, you know, pretty much completely changed except for Coach Patke. Off the field, I think one of the pretty key additions, you know, some fans may not even really know what a defensive quality control guy is, but that's what Miami hired when they got Bob Shoup. And Bob Shoup was the defensive coordinator at Mississippi State, just most recently coached at Michigan. coached the safeties at Michigan, a pretty underrated hire, in my opinion, in terms of you have Manny Diaz calling the defense again. And a lot of people have questioned how much is this going to take away from his time as being the overall head coach of the program, that CEO role. And is he going to be able to manage those responsibilities properly and still get an effective game plan throughout the week and things of that nature? So you add a Bob Shoup, a guy that was highly respected coming in. This is a guy that a lot of Canes fans wanted as defensive coordinator 2 years ago before they brought in Blake Baker ultimately. So he's a well-respected name, had some kind of issue at Michigan where he left midseason. Wasn't clear if it's a health related thing or a personal issue, or maybe they just decided to part ways, but he's just a guy that offers a ton of experience. He's been coaching for at least 20 plus years at this point. He's just going to be able to add to what Manny is going to be looking at calling the defense, take a little bit more pressure off Manny Diaz. He had one of the best defenses in the country at Mississippi State in 2018. He had the number one ranked scoring defense and the number one total, or the number three total defense, held Alabama to under 30 points. It was the only defensive coordinator to do that, but he's used to running that 4-3, 4-2-5, that hybrid with the fifth DB acting as like a linebacker. So the striker position, he's used to running that style of defense. It's a pretty good fit, you know, from what we're looking at for the Miami Hurricanes, adding in a Bob Shoup type.
Yeah, Steph. I mean, in my opinion, I thought this was a big boy hire and a big boy move for Manny Diaz. It kind of actually made me believe that Manny Diaz was very open to kind of getting another perspective as far as the defensive mindset, because I think we all kind of felt at one point that maybe we would go after a defensive coordinator. But once Manny Diaz kind of spoken out and said, hey, this is going to be my defense, I thought the Bob Shoup hire made sense, and it made a lot of sense. When I saw this move, I almost thought of a Nick Saban Alabama type of hire. And you talk about Bob Shoup and his resume going back to Mississippi State, being right behind Clemson, who ended up winning the national championship that year. He was also second in the nation in total defense at Penn State, and he was top 40 in the nation at Tennessee. I mean, it's pretty hard to do anything well at Tennessee unless you're getting McDonald's bags right now, Steph.
Absolutely, man. Like you said, just Miami finally getting into that game of, you know, something that Alabama's been kind of like really started to popularize, bringing in that guys that have been head coaches or coordinators at a high level, bringing them in as analysts, getting a different set of eyes off the field. And, you know, even though they're not in the on-field coaching role, they still have a lot of value to provide in that analyst quality control role. So just a pretty huge hire for Miami. Again, good to see that they're finally getting into that game, because that's really where college football has been trending the past few years. And so now, I mean, the staff is pretty much set. I think overall, the big takeaway for me is there's no question, objectively, the staff is better than last year. There's no question about it in my mind. That goes for recruiting, that goes for on-field coaching and development. Just overall, an improvement from what we saw on the field for coaching last year. And I think it's really only going to have benefits for this upcoming 2021 season.
Definitely. You look at this staff from top to bottom, Steph, and it could easily be a top 10, 15, 20 staff as far as any college football program in the nation. And I mean, what I like about this staff the most is not only the accountability, the development, the recruiting aspect, it kind of checks all the boxes. But what I like the most, Steph, is that a lot of these guys that we have hired have seen what Alabama looks like. They have played against Alabama. They have experienced the Alabama atmosphere, the physicality of what it looks like to be an elite program. And I think when you bring multiple guys that have that mindset, that have what it takes to bring a program like that to the top, they're all bought in. I mean, going back to the T-Rod interview that he had a couple weeks ago with Josh Darrow, I mean, that just felt so real, and it just felt like he wanted to be a Miami Hurricane. And you saw within 12 hours of him getting the position as secondary coach, he was already on the phones with recruits, already making his pitches. It's going to be fun to watch. I'm very excited. And I think any Miami Hurricane fan should be very happy with the moves that Manny Diaz has made. And hey, we're going to see week one what this Miami Hurricane football team is all about.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, playing Alabama week one. And of course, Travis Williams as well. He was throwing out offers within like hours of not even an hour of like the Miami announcing him as a linebackers coach. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, Wesley Bisonte was one of the first ones on the list. I thought that was very key for him to notice that pretty much one of the top prospects and the number one linebacker pretty much in South Florida, he's already going after, wants to keep home, makes him a priority. And I mean, that's just something that unfortunately we have missed in the past on this recruiting staff, on getting on guys early, very early. And you're starting to see that already trickle all the way up to the 2023, 2024 class. But I think we're starting to finally build the momentum to what it takes to be a program, because as Miami Hurricane fans, as we all know, it's patience is a very tough word for us. And unfortunately, we've been patient for about 15 years. If you want to be the Nick Sabans, if you want to be the Dabo Sweeneys, you got to go back and you got to look at the blueprint. You got to go look at how it started, right? And Dabo Sweeney and Nick Saban both, if you look at the records as the first time being a head coach, it took them 4 years, both of them on the dot to be exact. It took them 4 years to pretty much get a nice record of being at least 10 or 11 wins. And you look at a guy like Manny Diaz, who is still learning, obviously. He's in year three, but he just went 8-3. He's on the come up. He's making the moves. He's learning from his mistakes. And I think you're looking at a potential 9-10 win season this year, and you can't be mad about that. I think the key this year now is winning that Coastal. We have to beat a North Carolina team. And I think all these moves that he's making, you're bringing the accountability, you're bringing the development, you're bringing the you aspect and the mentality of what it takes to be a Miami Hurricane. And to be honest with you, Steph, I'm really excited about Bama. I'm really excited about this season. But I think the most exciting thing is going to be Green Tree. And at the end of the day, when Green Tree is the hardest competition, that's when they use back.
What's up, guys? Stefan here to tell you about our friends over at Sala, Astorita, and Cox LLC, a boutique law firm focusing on white-collar criminal defense and security matters. They've been featured and recognized in Florida Super Lawyers as well as Florida Legal Elite, and the partners formerly worked in the U.S. Attorney's Office and the SEC. Sala, Astorita, and Cox, attorneys at law. You can visit their website at salalaw.com. That's SALLAHLAW.com. Or call their toll-free number at 1-888-SECATTY. Coach T. Well going after Wesley Bethonte, obviously one of Miami's top targets, but he was offering new kids. Like he's got kids lined up in his mind that he wants to go after, kids that Miami hasn't even been on yet. He was offering new kids right away too. So I like that aspect. Just thinking about and talking about recruiting, the guys that are great at it are the guys that really love it. The guys that, because it's a 24-hour a day job, it never sleeps. You always have to be recruiting. You got to be able to weave it in and out of your coaching responsibilities. So the guys that really succeed in it and pulling the top kids are the guys that are relentless with it, go after it every day, that love it. And it's good to see that guys like T-Will, T-Rob are doing their thing and already hitting their trail running. So, I mean, that is pretty much the coaching staff going forward. A lot to like for the Miami Hurricanes heading into 2021. We'll have to see how they mesh together and how it all works out, what the final product is. We have plenty of offseason to talk it all out and think about it. But, I wanted to talk a little bit about, it's kind of crazy that tomorrow, Brad, is National Signing Day, the actual National Signing Day. Of course, we had the first signing day in December, the early signing period. That's been a thing for the past 5-6 years now. It's kind of killed a lot of the momentum from and a lot of the hype that you usually see on the February signing day. Most of the kids are signing early. It seems like it's getting more and more every single year. More and more kids are signing early in that December signing period. Miami's really done with recruiting in the 2021 cycle. They put a lot of their focus into 2022 at this point, and they're going full steam ahead with that. But I don't know what do you think, man? Like, is it better to have the class wrapped up, or would you rather see some hype on signing day and want to see some drama?
I mean, obviously, as a Miami Hurricane fan, you always want to get hyped around this time of the year, right? But I think being able to secure a lot of these kids, especially in your own backyard that you've been going after for quite some time, you know, 2-3 years, and having to wait till almost like the last moment and something to happen. I think just the longer the waiting game is, it's just another thing that could possibly happen for a kid to go elsewhere. But I think the early signing day is kind of the moneymaker now for Miami Hurricanes and obviously for a lot of other programs. And I think we kind of wrapped it up and we signed a very great class. I'm very happy with the class from top to bottom. I think we have nothing but dogs on this roster, man. And I think that the 2021 class, the 2022 class following it, there's a lot of good kids in South Florida. And I think with the guys that we added on this staff, either from offense or defense, we're not only going to go after South Florida very hard now, but we're going to go after, you know, the Georgias, the Texas, some of the other states. And I think that is something that Miami needs to get back to, because when you look at back in the greater Miami Hurricane times, back in, you know, the early 2000s, late 90s, a lot of our great players weren't from South Florida, and they weren't really the highest ranked either. And I think it goes back to the coaching, the developing, guys being able to see what type of player they want on their football program. It's not all about the stars. It's all about fitting the scheme. And going back to the Rhett Lashley hire with Justice and Likens, you know, they all kind of mesh together and they all have one unity and one scheme. So it fits very well. Now, with you go with the defense, you got a T Rob and a T Will that are very familiar with each other, right? You got a Jess Simpson who's already very familiar with the Miami program. You hired a DVD that's familiar with the program and who's going to be under a T Rob and kind of learn from him, you know? And I think it's just another mesh system that Manny Diaz has done. And it's just kudos to him.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, to recruit nationally, I mean, just my personal thoughts, recruiting nationally, Miami has always had that national brand, and that's what gets their foot in the door with a lot of these, you know, national kids recruiting in Texas and California, wherever else that you want to go. At the end of the day, what pulls kids from out of state is winning on the field. So, you know, if Miami is going to be more consistent of getting those top kids that they really want out of state, they got to win on the field. You gotta have those top 10 like performances. Got to be going to the ACC championship. Got to be in the playoff conversation every year. That's where Miami wants to go, of course. And you know, that's really where they could be headed. You know, with this whole staff finally put together, and it seems like things are really starting to come together. So, my man Brad, that pretty much wraps up this edition of the Canes Insight Podcast. Man, thanks for coming on the show and talking it out.
Of course, anytime. Anything for Cane fans and let's get together and get this show on the road, man. Green Tree, round one. Let's do it.
Absolutely, man. Spring football is coming right up. Just like we talked about last week, those early enrollees already in, transfers already in. It's going to be interesting to see how that all breaks down and who starts rising up on that depth chart right away. You guys know what to do. Stay locked into Cane's Insight for all the latest team news, recruiting news, and the message board is always popping. So for my guest, Brad, I'm Stefan, and we out.